For WKMS News, I'm Sydney Anderson. An invasive species that costs the federal government $1.5 billion each year is rooting and wrecking parts of land between the lakes in West Kentucky. Taylor Inman has more about the hogs that officials say are a direct threat to the National Recreation Area's most vital activities.
Katie's farmer, Carrie Underhill, is frustrated. His family has farmed the same land in LBL for decades, but he is dealing with a new problem. He scrolls through photos on his phone that show huge sections of cornfields totally destroyed.
We lost 25% of our crop over there this past year. I would say anywhere from, 12 to 15% was lost to feral hogs.
Feral hogs, believed to be illegally released in the area to hunt for sport, have been a growing issue in LBL since 2016. Underhill says the hogs are a year-long problem.
They'll go right down the corn row or bean row and pick the seed right up out of the ground. They'll root it out of the ground right down each row. And then they're in it from the time it's planted till the time it's shelled.
The threat against farmers is just one of many impacts from the hogs that has LBL officials concerned.
Their ability to profitably farm at land between the lakes is in jeopardy because of the hogs. And for us to manage the open areas, we need those areas to be farmed.
That's Public Affairs Officer Chris Joyner. He meets with officials from local county governments and the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, to develop more aggressive measures for eliminating the hogs. He says officials trapped and euthanized 70 hogs in 2018.
What really got our attention as soon as 2019 came around, we caught 26 really quick. I mean, it's just a matter of a couple weeks.
Feral hogs are a big problem for the federal government. They damage heritage sites, destroy row crops, and can spread disease and parasites. Joyner says the hogs threaten LBL's flora and fauna by digging up plants and eating everything, including young deer and turkeys.
So they have a potential to impact our recreation revenue for the region here because people come here to hunt turkeys from all over the country.
The USDA says even though feral hogs look similar to domestic hogs, they are generally thinner with thicker hides. They vary in coat and color and have long tusks, and they breed very quickly.
Female feral swine can actually have 2 litters a year. They start breeding when they're about 6 months old, and they have anywhere from 4 to 10 piglets in 1 litter.
That's APHIS Public Affairs Specialist Tanya Espinoza.
All it takes is a couple of escaped or a couple of loose female pigs, and you end up with a huge population of feral swine in no time.
Back in LBL, Chris Joyner says APHIS and the Forest Service recommend aerial gunnings as an aggressive tactic to get rid of the hogs. He says shooting hogs from a helicopter could kill up to 70 per trip, but aerial gunning on land used for recreation comes with concerns.
We don't go into anything like taking a helicopter over public lands that are being recreated by 1.7 million people a year. We don't take that lightly. And you're putting the aircraft and shooting out of it. We're still now doing an analysis of what it would take for us to be able to do that safely.
Though feral hog hunting isn't discouraged in other parts of the South, it's not allowed in LBL. Joyner says this is because hogs hide when they're hunted, making them harder to locate and trap. Farmer Carrie Underhill is concerned it's only a matter of time before the hogs spread beyond the boundaries of LBL.
Our farm is located approximately 4 miles from Barkley Lake, and the hogs ever start swimming the lake or the river, and which I know they can, it's going to be a problem here also.
Underhill says if the hog problem worsens, he will have to leave the land that his family has farmed for so many years. I'm Taylor Inman in Murray.